Welcome to the Fantasy NASCAR Podcast, brought to you by RaceForThePrize.com. Let's look at optimal lineups for the Cup Series at Kansas. Let's see if we can find a pattern or a method to follow to help us build better Fantasy NASCAR lineups. But first, remember, RaceForThePrize.com is where you can get access to these optimal lineups. Lap-by-lap data, practice data, everything your heart desires, pit stop data, which pits are going to be a big deal, and they're going to make or break lineups. So you're going to want to look at that data, try to predict who might benefit on pit road, who might lose on pit road. You got that video I've already recorded. You can check it out. Again, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, the money over to me. Join us. Be a part of this team. We're having fun. Big winner last week. Maybe you'll be the winner this week. Put it out there into the universe. I'm a big guy for affirmations. I will win a Fantasy NASCAR GPP. I will take down a tournament. It works, man. I can tell you stories about putting that out there. Sometimes you don't want to be so specific, but you put it out there, and eventually these things happen. I'll tell you some stories one of these days about how my life has changed through affirmations. Pretty amazing. So, you want to win? Let's look at some optimal lineups. Join us, man. We'll try to save you some time. Help you out. Kyle Larson, optimal last fall. Denny Hamlin, optimal last fall. Have you seen the previous races? If you've watched the previous podcasts, this has been Larson and Hamlin's playground. I would expect it to be their playground again this year. I mean, this whole Cup Series is their sandbox this year once again. Now, right now, Denny Hamlin, because he is basically a almost Denny Hamlin AI at this point. He is an algorithm, a genius. He is a supercomputer that the sandbox is his. But, you know, Larson gets to play around in it. Either way, so you got those two hogs. Erik Jones comes through with a pretty solid day. We've always said that, you know, he gets a little bit more out of the car. You get into some clean air. I'm already pretty much done with, like, how did Jones do it? Aren't you? Then sometimes, like, how did he have enough? Just accept that there's times where he's just going to outperform because he's Erik Jones. You know, every time he wins, like, how did he do it? How did he win at Darlington? Both times. You just scratch your head. And at some point, like, because he's just a good race car driver. And some days, he just wills the thing to victory. And you look back at this race, and there he is, 16 place differential points. And one of the things I'll go ahead and tell you now is, yeah, I'm chasing place differential, baby. I am chasing place differential because we are going to get cautions. We're going to have pit road situations. And I can easily see drivers that aren't really that fast having better days simply because of mayhem on restarts, simply because of cars wrecking out, simply because of pit road and penalties. And our value may not be, oh, well, you just randomly took a guy in the back. I was looking at the lap-by-lap data, and this car ran well all day and had a bad race. Too bad, so sad. I am going to look at the lap-by-lap data, and I'm going to look to see who has speed and try to discern the difference, but I'm not going to throw out a pattern that exists in this style of racing, which is, I don't care if you have a fast car. The way this racing plays out, you don't always get the finish you deserve, and sometimes you get more than you deserve, and I have no problem saying, hey, I get it. This car is fast. He looks good in practice. And I've used my brain to figure that out. But guess what? I can also turn my brain off and say, yeah, but the race can get wonky. And this driver, although they lack speed, has enough speed. And as long as the brakes go their way, they just simply can score more fantasy points. And if the carts fall my way, then that works. I don't expect this to be a fair. I mean, there's going to be green flag runs. But I think we're going to get enough cautions that a couple of value are going to slide through. I mean, really, if you're, it's not Dover, you step back, and I get it, you trust the process, you identify the fast cars, but you also need to realize that we're only talking about two drivers. We're not talking about every value pick hits, or every value pick driver does what they're supposed to. If just two of the drivers that weren't supposed to do well because of the circumstances, then they end up in the optimal lineup. And your guy could have finished well, and your strategy could have worked out, and you were very smart, but you don't really need a ton of chaos. You don't really need Kansas to be too wild, just be Kansas, for two value drivers to finish much better than they should. We're not saying that all the drivers in the back are going to finish better than they should. That's too much to ask. You don't expect that. But it's very likely that two drivers can sneak through and say, oh, God, how'd that guy do it? But when, oh, God, that guy did it, your play that made a lot of sense, that was based on data, just didn't work. Not because you didn't work hard, not because you didn't really understand the racing, just because the nature of the racing at Kansas. You neglected to accept that it's not always about identifying speed. It's identifying speed and then also the environment or the situation of the racing. And at Kansas, again, with the wall, with the tire rubs, with the restarts, with just the way that the racetrack lays out, we're going to hit some resets. We're going to get some wave around, some two tires. And we're going to get some surprises from our value. Here, we don't really, who's our value guy that comes through? It is Justin Haley. He starts 30th, runs 21st. We've talked about this in previous races. Haley's been pretty good here. He's your value guy that fills out your lineup. Not a real surprise, not a significant boost at the end. Let's look at the 23 race. Well, I thought we were going to chase place differential. Well, we are chasing place differential. You got 9 place differential points. I mean, it's not a full-out punt, but when you were making that value pick, you're like, all right, Justin Haley, starting 30th. I can get him up to 25th. Well, he finished 21st. That's a pretty solid day. I don't know if you classify that as chasing place differential, but hey, look, Denny Hamlin, 12 place differential. Eric Jones, 16 place differential. Ty Gibbs, 22 place differential. And then you end up with 3 hogs, 2 to 3 hogs in place differential. 2 to 3 hogs, place differential. That's what I'm looking at. If I can get place differential in this race because of the restarts, I just need to get the guys that nail the restarts, that nail pit road and get up in there and finish at the end. Right? I don't expect this necessarily to be a race where, I mean, the cream will rise to the top. Let's look at this next one. Hamlin and Larson again last year. Bubba Wallace scraping off some fast laps once he gets to the front, but he got you double-digit place differential. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., double-digit place differential, starting 33rd, runs 21st. Big boost at the end. I'm chasing PD. AJ Allmendinger, double-digit place differential, starts 27th, runs around 19th. Pretty good day. Big boost at the end. Justin Haley, starting 30th, does not run well. Well, actually runs about where I said he would in that fall race. We were talking about running out of 25th. Gets the boost at the end. I'm chasing place differential. I'm not necessarily going to be beholden to practice times and qualifying times. Say, ah, car's not slow. They can't move forward. This is not Dover. They will have the opportunity to move forward on restarts. You get into a decent place, and you can look at lap time. I actually have it in one of the sheets where you can see the actual speeds and throughout the run of the race in the spring. And you'll note that and basically everybody's running the same speed, guys. There's not that much difference. So if you get your restarts together, you can just hang on to your spot. And a 33rd place race car can easily be a 20th place race car with a couple good restarts and just hang in their spot. I am chasing place differential for my value. I want my place differential from definitely my 3rd and 4th picks in. And then my 1 and 2 are hogs. Maybe my 3rd hog is place differential and some hog. But I'm definitely leaning in to drivers that are starting closer towards the back. Look at this other next-gen race. One hog in Bowman, and he's affordable. Wallace, affordable. Hamlin, place differential. Truex, some place differential and a hog. Eric Almirola, your value pick at 6,500. Starting 36th, place differential. Justin Haley popping up again, starting 27th, place differential. I want guys that are starting further in the back in this race. You're hitting reset. We're constantly resetting the field with cautions. It's always going to open the door for a driver, keep people in the game. And as long as everyone is in the game, I mean, just imagine at the beginning of the race, like, this guy's starting 30th. Does he have a chance? I don't know. But if at the end of the race, that guy starting 30th is still on the lead lap, you're excited. I mean, think about that. When we pick a guy in the back, like, he goes laps down the Cup Series, it's not going to work. The door gets shut. They can't get the place differential. Truck Series a little different because we've got different classes that they're competing in terms of value. Typically in our Cup Series, the value is still competing against everybody else. And once they go laps down from chasing that place differential, the door is closed and they're just locked out for the rest of the race. At Kansas, where we expect there to be breaks in the action because of the nature of the racing, we just keep hitting reset. And by the end of the race, you're not surprised that, hey, Justin Haley's still in the lead lap. And all he has to do is get a good restart, and he's going to score more fantasy points than these other guys, not because he's been faster during the day, just because he started further back. Get the good restart, and he doesn't even have to finish better than some of those value picks. Because he started so far back, he scores more points, is more efficient. I am chasing that PD at the end because I expect restarts, resets, and my value guys to be on the lead. I don't know how deep you want to go, but your value driver more than likely is still going to be there at the end and have a chance. And they don't really need to maximize or have the best finish. They just need to do the best that they can, and they're going to end up being a better value pick. That's my approach. Hopefully that's going to help you. Yes, we're chasing place differential, 1 to 2 hogs, maybe a third if that guy's getting scraping fast laps and getting some place differential through the process. Like, subscribe, share. Thanks for joining me. Really having some fun here. Hope you're having fun. Hope I'm saving you time. Hope I'm making it easy for you. You're learning along the way. Joining the community, doing the comments, everything. It's awesome. May package $30, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. You can always give tips. They're always appreciated for the Mickey D's, the diapers, and the daycare. It's awesome. Having a blast. As I mentioned before in the previous podcast, if you want to record some audio on your own, throw it my way. I'll be more than glad to platform that, put that up on the channel, and host some more content. We're really trying to build something here. Have a great, awesome, exciting community. Big weekend, Saturday Night Truck Race, Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. Get out your sombrero pinata for that Kansas race. The wind people of the Kanza tribe. And, you got the Derby on Saturday. Super excited for everything. Life is wonderful, guys. Are you having a great weekend? Hope you're having a great weekend. Try to get some live shows your way. Thanks, man. I just blessed to have you here. Love you guys. Triple Life, fantastic.